This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Hotel Collection. Bring luxury hotel scenting home. Save 35% off with code MMA35. Paleo on the go. Find delicious meals that fit your specific diet. Save $20 off your first 3 orders with code MMA25. Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers around. Save 55% off hosting for 3 months with code Bigfoot. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 668.
668.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griff, MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk line between serious and ridiculous. Just trying to fly away there. What's going on?
I got two flies and I just shot them both with my pew-pews.
Pew, nice.
Pew-pew-pew-pew-pew.
Hell. What's happening? How's life? We were talking about the Hawks before we started, right? We got some solid players.
Signed a bunch of people. Got a heavyweight enforcer, you know.
Yes.
A bunch of goal scorers. Gritty fucker. Some veterans on the team. They're going places. They signed their number 2 pick. Good things are in store. And I think the best thing I forget to mention is that they got a new play-by-play announcer. And let me tell you something. I had fucking emailed the Hawks last year. Oh, I don't know how many times. I probably shouldn't even say how many times to get that motherfucker fired. And thank God I got both of the guys. Yeah, 2 of the guys were fucking unlistenable. One out early, and then I got this fucker out, or at least contributed to it.
They did not know you did that, Matt. Now you put it out there.
I put it out there.
They're going to know.
I don't care.
Don't tell me.
I multiple, a good 20, 25, maybe 30. I don't know.
When Matt says this, I always take him seriously. Like, some people say this shit, and I'm like, you didn't do that. Because Matt is the guy. Remember the Guitar Hero thing? He sent packets.
Oh, it was Rock Band, yes.
Rock Band, sorry. To the heads of a bunch of the Activision. Who the hell did that? Who was that company?
I believe so. I think it was. Yeah.
Packets of things out, like, about how he was dissatisfied. And you got, like, all kinds of shit sent to
you. All sorts of shit. Remember, I got stuff sent back to me from their legal department on special parchment.
Yes.
Like, look at this.
This is why I always take you seriously when you say these things, because I know you did it.
Because
you are capable. He does not. No. So
things
good on you.
Awry.
Hopefully the new announcers are more interesting.
Yeah, he's I forgot what he's been doing it for a while. So like 10 years, and I've listened to him. I'm like, oh, I can handle this. I can handle this. Knows the sport. The other guy, unfortunately, was new. Didn't really understand hockey, had no background, had no chemistry with anybody. So
yeah,
lots of issues. So
gotcha.
We're going places. We're going places. So
it's good.
Let's do some MMAs. We had this fucking boxing match over the weekend.
Diaz Masvidal, the barn burner.
The second time, but in boxing, right?
Boxing, yes. Did you watch it?
I saw a majority of highlights in bunch of clips from stuff, and Diaz won.
Seemed like it.
The majority decision.
Yeah, I have the scorecard. Hang on, let me ask.
Yeah, and it looked much better than I had anticipated it to be.
There it is. So, you know, 2 for but Diaz, 1.
I don't think it was as one-sided as these judges were scoring it.
It was close. It was close, you know. From the highlights I saw, Diaz did turn his back at one point, right? On Masvidal, was kind of fucking with him. So,
and did you see the punch stat numbers were kind of insane? Like combined, they threw over 1,400 strikes.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and you look at who landed more. So out of jabs, Jorge landed 30, Diaz 20. Body punches landed 27 for Masvidal, 20 for Diaz. Power punches, that's the name of the game. 152 landed for Jorge, 115 for Nate. And then overall, 182 to 151. So on paper, Jorge was more accurate and landed more and landed the harder punches, which should score heavier.
Yeah. Should.
But not in California.
No, of course not. Maybe in Florida.
Yeah. You get a little hometown cooking is what
they
it
should
sounded like.
Fight in Miami here. Hometown cooking. I love that statement. It's so funny.
And they said the attendance was insane. 18,500.
Wow. So maybe it did better than we thought it would, like pay-per-view wise and shit.
I forgot what the pay-per-view was. I think it was $49.99, something like that.
We were complaining about it, I recall.
I think they dropped it because I think it was initially 69. I think they went down to 49. Still think that's a little too high. But they released the pay, which I thought was kind of shocking. So I'm going to post that up because you're in California, so you get to see these things. But some dude made $600.
Wait, is that a typo?
No. But someone missed weight, so I think he got half of the other person's missed Jesus. Weight fine. But when you go down there, look at the main event. So Jorge, 300,000. Nate Diaz, 500,000. Anthony Pettis, 350,000.
Wow.
So he made more than Masvidal as a headliner. But I think Masvidal was also co-promoting this with his organization. So I'd imagine he probably got back-end money on this shit. And they both probably got a cut of the pay-per-view, would be my guess.
That makes sense, yep.
Yeah. And the other thing that was crazy, I don't know if you saw that, McGregor bet on Diaz to win.
500 grand, he said, yep.
Yeah,
I saw that.
And what did he make? 1.625 million.
Wow.
Good for him.
What's he gonna, is he going to send Diaz some of that?
I don't know. I think they said he was going to gas up his yacht. Yeah.
Perfect. Shall we talk a little quick sponsors before we do some more news? All right. This episode is sponsored by Lucy, made for your nicotine routine and delivered straight to your door. 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free. Choose your form, pouches, breakers, or gum. Choose your strength, 2 milligrams to 12 milligrams.
I start at 2.
200. No, don't take 200. Sounds like a lot. 2 milligrams is suitable for someone who uses nicotine a little bit. 4 to 8 is more likely to satisfy you if you have a routine, like a daily one. And then 12 might be for you if you're like wanting to go for it, you know?
That's right. You're going for broke.
You don't want to mess around. Right. Choose your flavors. They got mint, apple ice, espresso, mango, and more. Ooh, yummy. And save yourself from the weekly gas station stop and sign up for a monthly subscription. You can save 20% off with code FIT20. No commitment. Cancel anytime.
That's right. Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/fit20. Use promo code FIT20 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co and use code FIT20 to get 20% off and always free shipping. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age and every order is age verified. Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Joe is.
That's what they say.
This episode is also sponsored by Raycon. When you want to tune into something great, sometimes you have to tune out the noise around you. That's why I want to tell you about how Raycon's everyday earbuds just got even better. They made it better. Their upgraded model now features active noise cancellation. If you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, now is the time to check them out. That's right. I said now because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday buds. The upgraded everyday earbuds offer everything you love about Raycons and more because now you also get ergonomic design and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once and active noise cancellation. Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for?
Exactly. So here's the everyday earbuds right here in this handy carrying / charging case. And what I like about them, 32-hour battery life, Fingo.
That's pretty solid.
Quick charge function where 10 minutes of charging gets you 90 minutes of battery, and you have the active noise cancellation. So
sweet.
See if I can pull one out here. You see it real quick. Very small.
Oh, nice. Looks lightweight and
Oh
easy.
no, my default speaker has changed, so I can't hear Ingo at all right now because it wants to go to my default speaker. So
Oh
let me
no.
put this in here.
Can you hear me
You can
now?
kind of see. I can hear you now. That's
Ah,
interesting.
can you hear me now?
I can hear you now,
Wow.
but as you can see, it's very small in the
It's
ear.
because the Raycons, that's why you can hear me.
Hence,
No
that's
Ray,
right.
no Raycons, no sound.
Exactly.
I mean,
So for me, I love wearing them when I work out and when I'm mowing the lawn. For me, it's a outdoor, active, getting things done kind of stuff. But most of the time, I don't even realize they're in because they're super comfortable and
Yeah,
noise canceling.
and noise canceling.
So that's right. So click the link in the description box or go to buyraycon.com/MMA. You get 15% off your Raycon plus free shipping. Once again, you can support the show by buying some Raycons today at buyraycon.com/MMA to get 15% off your Raycon purchase plus free shipping.
Yeah, ship away.
Give me a second while I disconnect, reconnect.
Reconnect and disconnect. He's doing this live,
Because
folks.
if you're talking, I can't hear you. So
You can't hear
this is
me?
always a fun part of this show. I can't
Can you
hear
hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Okay, thanks.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyways,
Whoa, sorry. Back to the show.
back to the show. What else is going on?
Well, we had 4th of July a few days ago,
We did.
and
Did
Dana
it
and I had
blow
a
anything
pretty
up?
no, but I mean, nothing I want to talk about on this show, Matt. This is a
Oh,
family.
Jesus, here we go.
This is some family show.
I'll tell you what, I did blow up. God damn it.
Anyways, Dana White
Yes.
apparently crashed his Camaro on 4th of July. This
How
looks
the
like a
fuck does
very,
he do that?
and he looks happy
Doing
about it.
burnouts?
I'm
Well, he's
not
got so much
sure.
money, he doesn't give a fuck.
It's just really strange. He's happy and excited. That is a badass car. I would freaking ha love that
Yeah, it
car.
looks pretty sweet. I'm not really a car guy, but that looks pretty cool.
Well, I've decided in my old age that I'm too old for a motorcycle, which I always wanted, and it's almost got 2 years ago, and I'm glad I didn't because it's just bad juju. But
It's
maybe once the
bad.
kids are grown, you know, this would, if I could get a, that could be my daily driver. I think that'd be fun. I mean, I don't need a big ass car.
Yeah, I was trying to think. If you have any vehicle, what would you choose?
Any vehicle?
Yeah. Don't even know.
Ooh. I mean, I love that Mustang that was in that freaking movie. What was their name? They called it something. The Shelby Mustang Eleanor. Boom. Check that out.
Is this a
That's a,
John Wick machine?
it might be. No, it's from a
Go,
di it's from
it
a
says
different.
it's gone in 60 seconds.
That's it. That is a fucking badass car, man. Crazy Shelby GT500, crazy
Yeah, I
model.
think if you're gonna get one of those old cars, you gotta have it redone so it's basically a new car, but with the old car on the outside.
Correct. Yeah, I'm a big fan of that. I don't need the inside to be that. I just want the car to look and feel powerful because a lot of cars nowadays don't have a whole lot of power. There's they're quick, but they're not. They don't have balls.
Yeah.
You know. Anyways,
True that.
I don't know how we got on that subject,
I
but.
don't know. Move
Just
right back into fighting before we digress.
yes.
What else is happening out there?
Am I allowed to, okay, I'm not gonna
Here we
ask.
go.
I'm just gonna do it. I'm just
Just
gonna
do
show
it
you
and I'll figure it
because here we go.
out.
Here's a little remake of the little KO from a couple weekends ago. Do going fishing.
Poor Yuri.
Do.
Did you see he cut his ponytail thing off?
I'm coming.
Yeah, I gotta move some shit around as we're gonna talk about this. Hang
Uh-oh.
on.
I'm bracing myself.
No, I had something, but you brought this guy up and it will transition better. So Alex Pereira, he was saying he got a $303,000 bonus for his fight at UFC
Oh,
303. And I
why?
don't know if that's just because it was a short notice fight. I would imagine he got more on the contract too. And his head coach had this to say, because he was telling him that the plan was not to feel responsible for this fight, They said they created a focused environment by staying at the fighters hotel with a small team. And then he says, sometimes you have enough time to look at the blueprint of a bank, cut the cameras, and plan a bank robbery. But sometimes you just give your friends a gun, tell them to hop in the car, and let's go rob a bank together. So what do you think about that? I think he's just trying to keep his mind off of the fight almost until it's night of the fight.
Yeah, I think that might be a smart move. I like that.
So you're not worried about carrying the card and having an awesome performance, maybe.
Yeah, you like tune it out. You just be, you know, I don't know how you do that. Like if I had a prize fight, I'd be fucking off my rocker. Like I don't think I could be calm.
I did the tough man, and the thing that sucked is, again, the weight class was 185 to 400. I'm like, that's cool. I have no idea who you're going to fight, and you have no idea what the order of the fight is. So you're just sitting in the fucking, like, the fighter section just waiting till they call your name. I'm just going, hopefully they call me soon, and just trying to stay calm. And then I think I was the second fight, so they called me right away. I'm like, oh, I guess I'm fighting now? Like, what the fuck?
Okay.
Like, so I'm not fucking mentally prepared because I'm just trying to stay calm. My brother's just like, just stay calm. Don't think about it. So I think I went in there almost too calm until you get hit and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm in a fucking fight. Like, let's go, motherfucker. Let's throw.
Yeah.
So there is something to be said about that.
Yeah.
Being calm versus being too amped up. Because when you're calm, you can think. You can think straight. About what you're doing and what that guy's doing. So it's all good. So that was said. And then on the opposite side of this coin, so Yuri obviously cut his ponytail off, but he also posted a video of him getting back to training. And I think he's done a number on this guy. Do you have sound?
No sound.
All right, hang on. You got to have sound if Yuri's talking, because, you know, that's the problem with this fucking thing. There we go.
It's 1 a.m. No sleeping because of jet lag. So the best time.
So here's him training.
For Elevate.
He's taking his aggression out on a fucking 2x4 Ingo.
Really? He's gonna kick it?
No, he's gonna punch it.
You still got the ponytail.
Yeah, he cut it off at some point.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Is he morphing into Tony Ferguson as I watch this?
I don't know. He looks fake right now. But I feel like his striking is so crisp. I don't know. He's almost doing like a little kata type thing, like hitting. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I think this guy is way too in his head, man.
I think he's insane, but whatever. He's probably got some sort of Asperger's or something. He's just crazy.
And remember how he was saying that he thought Alex was using magic and he just wanted him to fight him normal? Well, right. John Jones commented on that, and he said this. He said, there's been a lot of talk about spirit channeling and magic in MMA lately. This stuff is all very real. I feel all types of weird energies walking into those arenas, looking certain opponents in the eyes. I want to let you all know that Jesus Christ is king. He is and always will be undefeated. Every knee shall bow. But anyway,
Wow. Remember
the energy, because energy is no bullshit. I mean,
yes.
When we were in the gym, we were training. I forget where we were at. Flow MMA. We're training.
I think it was Flow. Yep.
And a bunch of UFC and Strikeforce fighters came in. It was like, what? Tim Kennedy was there. Greg Jackson, coach, was there. A bunch of other guys. But there was this weird fucking feeling when everybody came in there, energy-wise. I'm like, I don't know what is going on here.
But I feel shit happening. I think we were in grappling, and then I was like in the middle of grappling in a round, and I'm like, something feels weird, and we stopped, and we were like looking around, and you're like, look, that's what it is. It's there's like fighters in here, and they brought like what's his face from the NFL came,
Jay Glazer.
Glazer,
yeah, he
yeah.
was there too.
He was
That's
there,
right.
And it was like, you could just, you know, yeah, I think there is an energy thing to it. I
and
think there
it's
has to be.
Crazy, because these are also, this is like a few days before the Strike Force event.
Yeah.
And I looked up, it was that
Fedor,
Henderson fight.
Oh, that was so awesome.
Yeah,
the uppercuts.
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck? It's Fedor.
And no, it's Dan Hendricks. Man, he's crazy.
Fuck yeah. I'm glad we got to see that one in person.
Fucking nuts. Yeah. I believe John. It makes sense.
Yeah.
It's
right.
It's an energy thing. You just, I don't know, but that guy's crazy. Anyways.
He's Tony Ferguson himself into submission.
I don't know, man.
And I think he said he's gonna drop weight and go down to 185.
Hopefully Tony Ferguson and not my brain is not working. God
Here
damn
we
it.
Go. You get your brain has to work tonight.
It has not worked. It's messing me up. The Yes Man. Yes.
Diego
yes!
Sanchez.
Remember his guru?
Yeah.
Hopefully he's not going that route.
Fabio or whatever that guy's name was.
Fabio
Maldonado. Not that guy. Not Fabio Maldonado. Not that fucker.
Yeah.
But I think he was a Fabio. He was all in his head. He was like a voodoo witch doctor.
Yeah.
He's kind of like Ronda Rousey's coach. Edmund Tarverian.
Yes.
Fucking witch doctor. Like, oh, Svengali.
Speaking of Bahia, did you see him sparring on a hoverboard?
No, is this a technique we should train with?
Perhaps.
When you have a bum knee?
There he is. He's on the hoverboard doing his thing, sparring. Sparring away.
Like this one bit because I just see a broken ankle in your future.
It seems like it. But, you know, maybe he's trying to figure out some weird balance.
I'd rather
thing.
Him be on like a fucking medicine ball.
Tricycle.
Tricycle, I like this. Or one of those little bikes. I have one of those in my...
But like the midget, the ones where you have to pedal
yeah.
really fast.
The
tiny
tires
wheels.
Are about this big.
Oh my God.
And I get on it and I fucking haul around
God.
For about 10 seconds before I... You don't go very far on those. Let's see. Oh, here's a good one. Remember Hezbollah was supposed to fight some other little dude?
Yes.
They had their fight. It went down. Here's some action from it.
Oh,
they were throwing haymakers.
Hell yeah.
They're going for it, man. I don't know how old these guys are. They're not little kids. They're of age.
It looks like little kids. Oh.
Yeah, but they're going for it.
Keep your hands out. Do you think a midget is easier to knock out than a full-size person or harder?
I'm going to say harder. I think they're denser. I think everything's thicker.
That makes sense.
What else is happening?
Speaking of weird shit, so there's Darren Till had a boxing match that didn't continue because his opponent, some shit went down.
Yeah, he was crying about a rabid punch or something.
I don't know. I can't share the sound, but
it was very weak.
Then weird shit ensues, and there's, you know, like chaos. Obviously, these guys look like they have a size difference to me, but I don't know.
A little bit.
So then it's like
I like how the other guy shoots a takedown on him.
Yeah, totally.
But then he grabs the rope to prevent it. Smart move.
Smart. Well,
gets
yeah.
back up on top, and then people are just cheap shotting.
It's a lot of cheap shotting.
Why show the crowd? Oh my God,
I
we
know.
Can't
still,
show a
still
fucking brawl.
Some foot stomps.
Yeah,
the whole thing's crazy.
The problem is, I don't know who's on whose side.
It does. Yeah. Freaking little guy started it.
Exactly. Anyways, and then like the little bitch punch come in there from the Chicago Bull guy. He gets thrown out.
Throw him out of the ring. Yeah. Chaos. Anyways, I don't know. I'm not a fan of this kind of shit. No, I'm just not. If you're going to fight a prize fight, you should fight in the ring and then be done. You shouldn't have energy to fight after you just had the fight.
Exactly. If you said you couldn't continue because you just got rabid punched and then you started another fight, go fuck yourself.
Right.
So hard.
I can't fight, but I'm going to fight after the bell.
Yeah. I'm going to shoot takedown because it's boxing.
Crazy.
And shoot takedown and not get it. Anyway. Let's see. John Jones says he's fighting November 3rd, Madison Square Garden.
Sweet.
Is that really happening?
I don't know. I don't buy it.
These are things that I question.
Against who?
Stipe.
No way.
Michael Chandler claims he's been offered a Makhachev fight in October and also says if McGregor's pinky toe is all right, he wants a sphere in September. Those happening? Yeah, I don't think so. I don't believe any of these. I think it's lies.
I'm thinking like the McGregor Chandler, that'd be pretty badass sphere fight, but no, yeah, I don't think so.
And that just pushes tickets out of reach for fucking everybody that wants to go.
Yeah.
They just said Travis Brown. There we go. Let's try this again. Travis Brown just got released from his UFC contract 7 years after his last fight in the UFC. Right.
Wasn't that some weird shit where like he never told them he was retiring, so they just kept him on the contract?
I think so. Yeah.
And then he officially was like, "I'm retired. It's been 7 years," and now they release him from the. Or is he gonna about to like surface again and pop up in like bare knuckle boxing or something weird?
Possibly. I thought he had more to offer. I didn't think he was done when he stopped.
That coach fucked him all up.
He fucked Ronda up. He fucked Travis up more than that.
I think he did.
Because I think it was the Verdum fight when he did the flying sidekick right off the bat and fucking hit Travis. And that's because he was training with Edmund. And
Targaryen?
Yeah, whatever. Something like that. He's like Game of Thrones kind of shit.
Yeah.
And what's their name? They're like the Targaryens.
Targaryens, yeah.
Yeah, he's a Tavarian or something. Targaryen,
yeah. There's no G, but there's a V. Yeah.
Something like that. What else is happening?
Okay, I got one more piece of news and then I'm into knowledge. So
okay, I got a whole bunch then.
It's Dana White was talking about how you know their contract's coming up due at the end of the year with ESPN. And he was saying that right now the UFC is in a great position because you know, there's an NBA deal that's about to happen with the $70 billion, I think, with ESPN, Amazon, and NBC Sports.
Yeah.
So, and now it's like, can ESPN foot the bill for the UFC too, is the question. And they were saying that Warner Brothers may be a potential spot for the UFC to land. Discovery, I think it's called, something like that.
What the fuck?
So there, I don't know if he's just saying all this shit to drive the price up, but
yeah, probably
the contract's coming up due, and I'm wondering if you think they're going to actually go to a different broadcasting platform or not. Netflix was thrown around, but I don't think Netflix can afford it. So,
well, doesn't Netflix own the WWE now? Like they're
did they buy the whole organization?
I didn't. No, I mean not own them, but they have the rights for broadcasting. So. They do. I'd imagine they probably have potential to get it. It just seems odd that you wouldn't package the two together for a little bit of a discount. And maybe that's happening behind the scenes, but I don't know if you can detach from ESPN just because they get so much additional coverage just Sports from Center. Being on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where back in the day, you never saw UFC or never. MMA on ESPN. There were fucking zero highlights. So for them to leave that, I fear that it would go back to no coverage.
Yeah.
So I still think there may be some kind of split action where Netflix gets a piece of the pie, but they don't get all of it. And ESPN gets a piece of the pie.
That makes sense.
But they don't get all of it. So maybe how football has like a whatever they're doing Thursday night football. Amazon, maybe there's some kind of action like that where a streaming thing gets whatever it is. I don't know if it's a fight night or if a numbered card, but I think their best move is to split it. And then everybody gets a little piece of action. They probably make more money by splitting it too.
That makes sense. And more markets, more opportunities to convert people to watching it.
Cause I think that was part of the article too. They were talking about, are they just using the UFC to get subscribers and churn people or are they retaining people? And they're actually doing both is what they were claiming. So, I mean, that's very good for any of these streaming services.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yoannian Jaychik says they create the BMF title for women. I want to be the first. I would come out of retirement to fight for the BMF belt.
Ooh, she would, huh?
Who the hell is she going to fight for a BMF title?
That's a great question.
That's the problem.
I'm not really sure.
I'm confused. I mean, I'm all for this for a women's BMF title, but I just don't see the right matchup. MMA is pretty thin.
Yeah. I have to be honest. I completely wasn't listening to what you're saying because this is what all I was thinking of.
Well, I see what you're saying.
I lost track of what you were talking about.
You son of fish.
That's pretty nice.
Yes. I kill you. I need a pet iguana in my hand. Mm-hmm. Fucking last week. Let's do some face-off fun.
All right. Who's facing off?
That's the question. I don't know if these are bum fights, but it kind of feels like bum fights.
So they're fighting at the face-off?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. They look like bums.
What are they doing?
Oh, my God. Just toss him off the stage.
Is that guy even in the same weight class as the other guy?
Is that guy on his team? Like, I'm gonna fight you. Like,
Jesus Christ. Anyway, that guy looked like he got bent in half.
He did. Something got broken.
Unless he's Gumby.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Bob Sapp was recently spotted. I think I got to turn the sound off on this one.
Okay.
He's got a new job.
Oh, geez. He's wheeling out the chair of like chair.
Yeah. Wheelchair boxing.
That is insanity. He's a large man.
And what is he wearing? Are those shorts or pants?
Why does he have to wear no shirt? He's not in the fight.
Exactly. He's Bob Sapp.
They're like pant shorts.
Yeah. I don't know. That's interesting. So that was going on. Got another new fight league. Here we go.
I'm excited.
Let me see if I think I can put some sound on. This is the AMMA. Armored MMA. And here we go.
Oh,
I believe
that's
they both have axes.
Yeah, yeah.
This long axes.
That's amazing.
I believe someone's going to sever a limb, though. Because if you don't get that block... Ooh, we took that one in the neck. Ooh, you're throwing spinning shit now?
No stabbing motions?
I'd be
stabbing fuckers.
Yeah, like fucking...
Are those real? It looks like they're giant pieces of wood.
No, it looks like... Ooh, I think we severed a limb there.
God damn.
And the crowd goes bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Pretty solid.
Yeah, I like this. You know, 4th of July just happened. We got to have a little 4th of July fun over here. Let's see what I got.
Oh, man.
Nah.
Get the water.
Oh, shit. Bootleg fireworks.
That's still the funniest 4th of July video ever. Every time I see it, I die laughing.
Hey, man. Happy 4th of July. Little Dan Henderson saying hello to Mike Bisping. And then Katy Perry giving you a little 4th of July. How you doing? I don't have any fighters. I need more fighter stuff. Oh, and remember how Paige VanZant did the power slap the other day? I was going, are they going to get into a booty slap? Is this what's happening?
And
well, guess what they just did?
It happened.
Paige VanZant and Nina.
See, they watch our podcast.
Doing a booty slap. It's coming, Ingo.
I'm a fan.
Great minds think alike. Let's do a little ask the nuts. So, here's a question for you. Who's a UFC fighter that you hate for no reason?
For no reason?
Yeah, no reason.
I don't know if I hate anyone for no reason. But... I have reasons why I hate this fight. I just don't like John Jones. I really don't. I don't know. He rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, I could think of one reason.
Huh? Yeah, well. But he's a hell of a fighter. It's like one of those. I'm sure he's. It's like I tune in to watch what's going to happen, and I'm hoping he loses. But if he doesn't, I know it'll be exciting. So it's just like a weird love-hate thing. Because
he's a
so
great
good.
Guy. He loves Jesus.
Yeah, Philippians, right? What about you? Who
is it? I fucking hate so many fighters, but usually there's a reason behind it. I think one of them that I don't really understand why, Dustin Poirier. Well, I think what it is, I think he's just, he fakes like he's a good guy, but he's not.
You don't think he's a good guy?
I don't think he is.
You think he's a bad guy?
I think he's like a Michael Bisping.
Oh, jeez.
Like, remember, Michael did a lot of bad things, like spitting on people. And
oh, yeah. He was kind of a dick when he was fighting. He was angry.
Yeah.
Who else did crazy shit?
I never liked Josh Koscheck, but there were like most of the people that I hated. There was always a reason. Koscheck. Fucking all the entire men's flyweight, maybe most
GSP
of the bantamweight.
Fucked his eye up for life. Like, remember how he took like 100,000 jabs to the eye when he fought GSP.
Well, then he started going like,
right. George hit him so many times, he got a twitch after that. I felt bad for him. Like, Jesus Christ, he ate a lot. But, you know, I get that, yeah. Josh Koscheck. Hate is a strong word.
It is.
Dislike, maybe.
I dislike a lot of fighters. I don't necessarily hate. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, here we go. We'll post this one up. It's 4th of July. Who is the most American fighter on the UFC roster? There's way more than we have listed here. But...
yeah. I would say most American, probably Sean Strickland.
Yeah, I mean, for current fighters, otherwise it's motherfucking Dan Henderson.
He's not on this list.
I know, but I'm just saying in general.
Oh, yeah, he's the best.
Ever. Don Fry, I believe he wore like the flag shorts once too.
He did. Yeah, who else? I mean, that makes sense.
What do you think Andre Arlovsky's career disclosed earnings were? Someone posted this up.
Ooh, that's a great question. Let me think. He had like 50 fights?
Yeah, a shit ton. 42-ish. 42, maybe more.
42 fights. Okay, let's see. I'm going to say disclosed career?
Yeah. So he probably made more than this.
$16.5 million.
No. That's a little high.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, a lot high, like three times high.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was $5,685,000, which is still a fuck ton of money.
Yeah, but not over that span.
Well, that's why he's going to fight for two more years.
Oh.
He just said, I guess the UFC offered him another contract. He turned it down because he's like, I just had a baby. I need to fight for like two more years. Nothing against the UFC, but wants to go out. And but again, where else is he going to end up? Bare knuckle? Like, who's going to pay him what he needs?
No. And I don't think he'd be good at that because he has no head movement. I think that would be bad for him.
Yeah, he's going to put him up against another old guy?
Straight up in and out all the time. It's like a weird thing.
Unless he tries to throw a flying knee and gets
maybe
KO'd.
He fights Fedor, bare knuckle boxing. There we go.
Maybe do a super fight again to try to get that one back. I don't know. I just don't see a place for him.
He was winning that fight.
He was crushing him.
And then somebody hit like the spam button and he was just like,
because I think he was training with Freddie Roach at the time and he was really dialed in on the boxing.
He was
he had decent boxing back then.
He was totally winning that fight.
He fucked it up. He fucked it all up.
It was crazy. He got shut off like bad.
Yeah. Very bad. Yeah, some tweet of the week. So I'm gonna pull these all up so I can knock out hopefully three at the same time. Oh, we gotta make sure volumes
I gotta get on Twitter more. I don't use Twitter hardly ever, but
that's my information source.
Nice.
Here's Michael Chandler watching Conor McGregor win $1.6 million on Diaz versus Masvidal.
What the fuck? Nice. Is this from the movie? That's awesome.
Yeah, Nate Diaz, fuck Wheaties.
Just randomly?
Okay, cool. I don't know. And then how about this one? Grab his neck and twist it!
What is happening?
Twist his dick!
I'm so confused.
Is that Craig Jones and Luke Rockhold?
Yes.
I think that's like a grappling sport where you have to keep your hand in another man's pants, then they grapple. It doesn't look right, though. Doesn't look right.
I have comments I'm going to keep to myself. I don't think they call that a sport. I think they call that a sexual orientation. Because
some people call that fun, Ingo.
There is no way in hell I'm putting my hand in another man's pants. Okay.
In his asshole, yes. In his pants.
Right.
Throw, draw the line.
Unless I'm going to twist his dick.
Yeah. And grab it and twist it.
That's a different thing.
Look on my dick. got a couple KOs, two tree.
Oh, nice. I didn't find any this week, which is odd. Usually,
I find. Yeah, I usually have to edit myself because the amount, it varies weekly, but these are all just popping off. I'm trying to. We're gonna go with volume, and we'll fucking deal with what happens. I think we're okay. Here we go.
Oh man!
Sure, it's a workout.
Oh god!
That one's fine. He's totally nice. Fine. I think we saw that one before.
That looks familiar. I think yes.
Because I think that guy got disqualified, but he shouldn't have.
But he looked like he was getting back up.
Oh, we can do without the sound on that. Let's try this again. Oof. When those crumple, and then I think he hit his head on his own knee on the way down.
Jesus.
That's very good. Do we get a slow? Oh, he's dead. Geez. He died.
Could be busted.
I don't need to see that. Bad. He's dead. Knowledge. What do you got for knowledge?
Yes, I have a documentary. Are you into this Olympics at all? Do you watch them when they go on?
Totally into the Olympics. I forget they're on.
It's coming up like in a couple weeks. Okay. The summer Olympics. So I'm excited about it because I like watching that stuff. But anyways, there's a documentary on ESPN. I think it's, I don't know how many episodes, maybe 8 or 10. It's called Sprint, the World's Fastest Humans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's current. See here. And it's about the 100 meter, 200 meter races that the women and men do. I have developed a newfound respect for that 100 meter race. It's insane. Like, how much power and speed and just pure, like, it's like a ball sport, and the people who are in that sport are really flamboyant, and like it's a cool documentary if you have the time, easy to watch, and I think it might get you pumped to watch the Olympics because I was just amazed how fucking fast. And then they show Usain Bolt in one of these. The guy, I didn't realize he's like a head taller than everybody else. he was running, and because they were showing like old replays, and it's crazy how fast he is. And you start to develop like an appreciation of the styles, because like if you get out slow, but you can, if you, some of the guys do that, or girls, they get out slow, but then like their top speed is way higher. It's just, and you can just see it. It's like they're behind, and then all of a sudden it's like, or the other way, somebody can get out really fast. So I think you might like it if you like that kind of stuff. It's pretty fun.
Nice. Yeah, we'll see. I saw this product come out.
Uh-oh, I'm scared.
It's all good. I would never mislead you down a bad path.
These are lies.
It's a Beavis and Butthole Bunghole Blast IPA.
Oh, God, where do you get that? I would love that.
I don't know, that's but awesome. Ooh, are these pine cones that are going to be shooting out your asshole? You drink this fucking motorcycle? People coming right out your ass? Hops?
Who makes that?
Good question. I don't know. Doesn't look street legal.
Bunghole Blast IPA.
That's right.
I'm looking it up.
All right, look it up. Let's see.
Nobody knows if it's real. The first thing is, if this is actually real, I'm getting a six pack.
It probably isn't, because I doubt Mike Judge would license
beer,
that for beer. I could be wrong.
It's a great advertisement, though.
The fucking can looks awesome.
It does.
Just from a fucking display case. And then I have a new workout routine. If you're looking to, add strength to your legs, there you go.
One more. Oh, burn my legs.
Oh my God.
So,
that's epic.
You got friends in high places or something?
I imagine you're in some deep dark hole in the middle of the night, and you find these obscure videos, and you're just like, I'm gonna put
they just
that
find me.
The
universe knows. Like, oh, I need new training techniques. I got a bum knee, so I gotta start researching different methods and how to train effectively.
That's a good workout. You should
find them. Work on that. We'll work on that. That note, shut down.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing. Yeah, I'm done.
That's the greatest. That's epic.